Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴再一次在主日的清晨我们相聚在一起。
Very glad that we can get together on the Sunday morning.
我们来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
So we can worship our Lord.
他真是配得我们全人的敬拜。
He is worth our complete praise.
今天我们来继续研读加拉太书第三章。
Today we will continue to study the third chapter of Book of Galatians.
那上次我们读到第三章的时候，我们讲到这个表现的陷阱。
And the last time we talk about there's a trap of performance.
所以从保罗的论证中，我们得到这样一个结论。
From Paul's argument, we came to this conclusion.
因信称义呢，就是表明依靠完全相信上帝给我们的应许而得到救恩。
So justification by faith means that we can obtain salvation by fully believing God's promise.
所以没有任何的东西是我们赚取的。
And there's nothing is earned by us.
我们既不能赚得救恩，也不能赚得上帝的祝福。
We can neither earn salvation nor God's blessing.
一切都是神给我们的恩典。
Everything is a grace that God has given to us.
我想这是基督教和其他宗教的一个最大的区别。
So this is the biggest difference between Christianity and other religions.
因此我们不需要用表现去赚取从上帝而来的任何的好处。
So therefore, we do not need to perform to earn any benefits from God.
那么这样的话有人就会有疑问哈。
So maybe people will ask this question.
那么信仰还需要努力吗？
Does the faith require any effort?
当不需要表现自己的时候，有的时候我们就不知道应该怎么样去做了。
We don't need to perform. Sometimes we don't know how to do it.
Yeah. 注意，这是我们上次得到的结论是，恩典呢，不是和努力来对应，对立的。
So that is the conclusion we have. Grace is not opposed to the effort.
那么恩典呢，乃是和那种赚取的态度来对立的。
But rather to our earning attitude.
所以今天我们在继续研读这第三章的后半部分呢，我们就一起来思考，在我们的生命当中，如何彻底的摆脱这个表现的陷阱。
So today, when we continue to study the second half of chapter 3, we need to think about how to completely break free from the performance trap in our lives.
有一部电影啊，不知大家有没有看过哈。
There's a movie, I don't know whether you have watched or not.
这个电影的名字就叫 A Kiss Before Dying.
The name of the movie is A Kiss Before Dying, 死前之吻。
那么这里面讲的一个故事呢，是一个穷人家的孩子，他从小就在跟母亲相依为命。
And talk about this as a poor child that always depend on, I mean, with his mother or her mother.
他的这个家住的地方呢，正好在铁路的旁边哈。
So they live next to the railroad.
所以呢，这个铁路呢，常常有一个有这个火车啊，载运货过去哈。
And so the train very often carry a lot of things and the passing by.
那么这个货车上面就有一个名字叫 Carson Carper Company.
And on the cargo says the Carson Company.
那么这个就卡尔森的这个铜矿公司哈，他对这个公司印象就很深。
So he was very impressed by the name of the company.
所以他就有一个野心，他说将来他一定要自己来掌控这个公司的啊。
So actually he had ambition, one day he will have a control of that company.
那结果他到这个UPenn 去读书的时候呢，就遇到了这个铜矿老板的女儿啊。
And so when he went to UPenn to study, he actually met the daughter of the company.
那么他就追求这个女儿，然后后来就跟她结婚了。
He pursued the daughter and then got married.
但是他不是真正的爱这个女孩子。
But however, he was not true, in love with the daughter.
他的目的是要借着这个婚姻来达到他自己的野心。
His goal is that through the marriage, he can reach his goal.
那后来呢，他这个妻子慢慢发现了他这些很多的秘密哈。
And so lately, then later that his wife discovered his secret.
于是他就起了杀心了哈。
And so the husband decided to harm his wife.
所以呢，因为他不是真正的爱他的妻子，所以他的这个表现就完全的改变了哈。
So because he was not true, fall in love with his wife, so his performance started to change.
所以我们看到当这个行为啊不是出于真正的爱心的时候。
So when we see that when the action is not out of true love.
那么而是出于想自我表现的时候。
But out of an ego trip.
那这个时候我们就是有要达到一些其他的目的。
And it's try to achieve certain goals.
那么不论这样的目标是否能够实现哈。
Whether regardless of this, such goal are able to achieve or not.
那我们表现的热情也会随之减退哈。
The enthusiasm for performance usually will fade away.
这就是自我表现带来的危害。
So this is the danger caused by the ego trip.
我们无法真正的认识自己。
And we can really know ourselves.
我们也看不清周围的人和事。
Nor can we see the people and things around us.
更为可惜的是呢，我们也丧失了上帝造就我们的机会。
Unfortunately, the opportunity for God to help us is also lost.
因为上帝让我们去做的事呢，我们没有动力去做。
Because what God wants us to do, we have no motivation at all.
而我们自己想做的事情，我们又经历不到上帝的同在。
The things we want to do, we cannot experience God's presence.
所以这就是我们要认识到这个自我表现给我们带来这些危害。
So we need to know what is the danger caused by the performance.
那么有人也会有问了，那么既然表现不能从上帝那里赚得什么，我们总还可以从其他人那里得到一些东西吧。
So then people may ask, if we cannot gain anything from God, maybe we can gain something from other people.
哦，没错。人确实需要自身的肯定。
That's right, that people do need their own affirmation and approval of others.
而且也需要他人的认可。
Yeah, we also need approval of others.
这也是推动我们自我表现的另外一只手。
That which is not a hand that promotes self-performance.
那么即使我们每个人呢生活在这个群体当中啊，我们如果用自我表现的这个手段呢，常常会得到人家的认同的啊。
So when we live in the social group, with the performance is inevitable.
我们渴望得到他人的接纳，也希望可以赢得他人的尊重。
We really desperately want to people's approval and acceptance.
但是呢，这个自我表现呢，却是没有办法帮助我们达到这样的目的。
But the performance cannot help us to achieve that goal.
那么通过自我表现呢可能第一开始可以得以如愿以偿。
And through the performance, in the beginning, we might be able to gain the goal.
那久而久之呢我们听到的称赞呢也习以为常了。
But gradually, when we hear the compliment, we get used to it.
而且我们会听到一些批评的声音。
And then now we start hearing some of the criticism.
如果事情一帆风顺呢是皆大欢喜。
But if everything goes well, everybody's happy.
如果事情不像我们想的那样呢，我们则会一蹶不振。
But if things are not what we expected, we'll be devastated.
所以这个实际上从自我表现中，我们想自我肯定，这个也是达不到它的应有目的的哈。
So through the performance, we cannot achieve the goal.
那以前有一对基督徒夫妻呢，在教会里是非常热心的哈。
And there's a couple, there's a Christian couple, they are very, enthusiastic to serve.
所以他们家呢有三个儿子。
And they have three sons in their family.
这个老大呢非常的优秀。
And the older sons is doing very well.
所以他的 SAT 是考满分。
And his AT was, achieve of 100%, like 1600.
那么他自然就是被这个这个常春藤的学校录取。
So he was accepted by the Ivy League school.
然后毕业之后就去读医学，将来要做医生。
So after he graduated from university, he decided to study medicine.
哎呀，父母非常的为他骄傲啊。
So the parents were so proud of him.
所以到处去演讲说，哎呀，教导孩子如何啊这样成才啊。
And very often they got invited to speak about how to raise children, how can they raise them excellently.
那么这个老二的话呢，成绩也不错。
And number two, the middle son actually is doing fairly well.
虽然呢没有 SAT 考了满分，但是也去了像 UC Berkeley 这样的学校。
Even though he did not achieve a full score of SAT, but he also went to UC Berkeley.
所以父母啊更是非常的开心。所以啊就是你看看这个孩子非常的优秀，父母的功劳。
And so you see, my kids are doing so well is the parents' credit.
不，他要是没有老三就没有问题了啊。
But if they did not have a number three, they did not have a problem.
偏偏这个老三呢是个不爱读书的孩子。
But the younger son did not like to study.
这一下子他们就这个做父亲的完全不能够接受。
And the parent could not accept that at all.
所以呢他不能接纳这个孩子。
Because they could not accept their child.
因为这个孩子的表现不能够来印证他给自己所定位的那个价值。
And so the younger son could not validate the value of the parents.
所以最后他们家庭闹得不但夫妻离婚。
So that actually because of that, and the parents actually divorced.
那么他们也不能够在一起服侍，甚至这个做父亲的离开教会。
So they could no longer to serve church together, and the father actually left the church.
其实他的老三并不是很差哈。
And actually the younger son was not bad.
是在百奥拉大学也读了大学毕业了哈。
And graduated from Biola University.
但是达不到父亲的标准。
But cannot satisfy the standard of the parent.
所以由此可见，我们如果用这些表现来去得到我们想要的东西的话。
So therefore, if we show the performance does not really enable to get what we wanted.
那常常结果是失望的。
And they will get very disappointed.
即使得到了，那也是暂时的。
Even we get it, it's also temporary.
难以长久的满足我们的心。
It will be difficult to satisfy our heart for a long time.
所以自我表现就好像一个漩涡一样哈。
So the performance is like a whirlpool.
让我们围绕着这个漩涡转来转去。
So the whirlpool is like a going to a circle.
我们是身不由己，而且是越旋越深。
We cannot really help it and it's difficult to get out of it.
唯有从神而来的智慧
And only the wisdom from God
让我们识别这个自我表现的真相
To allow it to recognize the truth
我们可以逃离它的掌控
So therefore can escape from its control
那么基督徒应当如何追求自我的实现呢
But how can Christian pursue self-actualization
所以我们希望从今天的这段经文中可以得到启示
Hopefully that we can get the inspiration from today's passage.
我们今天所看的这段经文呢就在加拉太书的第三章十五节到二十五节。
We're going to look at the Galatians chapter 3, verse 15 to 25.
你如果有圣经的话请打开圣经的加拉太书第三章我们来看第十五节到二十五节。
So let's study the 15 to 25. If you have a Bible, please open your Bible.
我来读中文，那么Bianca姐妹来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
加拉太书第三章十五节。
And 15.
弟兄们，我借照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃或加增的。
Brethren, I speak in the manner of man.Though it is not only man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or add to it.
所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。 神并不是说众子孙指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指着一个人，就是基督。
Now to Abraham and his seed, with a promise made, he does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ.
我是这么说，神一圈所立的约不能被那430年以后的律法废除废掉，叫应许归于虚空。
And as I said, that is law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect.
因为承受产业若本乎律法，就不本乎应许，但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise.
这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原是为过犯天上，等候那蒙应许的子孙拦道，并且是借天使经中保之手设立的。
What purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of the transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator.
但中保本是不是为一面做的，神却是一位。
Now mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one.
这样律法是与神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若成传一个能叫人得生的律法，义就诚然本乎律法了。
Is the law then against the promise of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law.
但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
But the scripture has confined all under sin, and the promise by faith in Jesus Christ may be given to those who believe.
但这因信得救的理还未来以前，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。
But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, and kept by, for the faith which will afterwards be revealed.
这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
但这因信得救的理既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下。
But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
所以这段经文呢，大概我们可以分成两段。
So this passage can be divided into two sections.
那么15节到18节呢，是讲到这个承受产业与应许之间的关系。
Well, the verse 15 to 18 explain the relationship between inheritance and the promises.
那么19节到25节呢，则是阐明了律法的功用。
And verse 19 to 25 explain the function of the law.
其中24、25节则是对律法功用的一个总结。
Verse 24 to 25 are the summary of the function of the law.
说这个经文一开始呢，保罗称呼加拉太的信徒叫弟兄们。
So at the beginning of the scripture, Paul called Galatians, the people, brethren.
那么这不同于第一节，在第三章第一节他称就他们叫无知的加拉太人。
This is quite different from calling them in the verse 1. Paul called them foolish.
那么显然这个保罗的口气已经缓和了许多。
Obviously, the Paul's tone was relaxed.
这里保罗从应许入手，论证因信称义。
So here Paul started with a promise and a demonstrate justification by faith.
那么救恩是源乎于上帝的应许。
And salvation comes from the promise of God.
所以那是上帝单方面的承诺。
And which is a unilateral promise of God.
那么应许在先，律法在后。
The promise comes first and the law comes later.
那么律法自然不能废除上帝的应许。
So the law naturally cannot abolish God's promise.
那么基督徒我们可以承受产业乃是因为上帝给亚伯拉罕的应许。
So when the Christian can inherit, inheritance, it's because of God's promise.
所以而不是根据律法。
Not according to the law.
那这里面的经文呢涉及到三个盟约。
So this passage actually involves three covenants.
那么第一个就是亚伯拉罕之约。
The first one is the Abraham covenant.
那后面呢有西乃之约和新约。
And later the Sinai covenant and the new covenant.
那么这三个不同的约呢是表明了上帝整个救赎的计划能够完全的展现出来给我们。
All three covenants is demonstrate God's salvation.
Yeah, 我们可以来一起看一下这个图
So we can look the picture together.
那这个图呢就把我这个三个盟约的关系就完全的展示出来
Able to tell us the relationship between those three.
那么亚伯拉罕之约呢一个特点呢就是它是这个是神给亚伯拉罕的应许。
And Abrahamic covenant is the promise that God given to Abraham.
那么这个盟约呢它有个记号这个记号就是割礼。
And so there's a covenant, the sign actually the circumcision.
那么西乃之约的这个盟约呢它是有一个中间人就叫中保这就是摩西。
And Sinaitic covenant, actually there's a special person, is a mediator, is Moses.
那么他的这个盟约的特征就是之一就是他有要遵守安息日。
Characteristic of this covenant is that to obey the Sabbath.
那西乃之约呢上帝借着西乃之约赐给以色列人律法。
And so through the Sinaitic covenant that God gave Israel the law.
那么新约呢则是耶稣基督是我们的中保。
And so new covenant that Jesus is our mediator.
那么这个约的一个特征呢就是要有圣餐。
And characteristic of the covenant is that to have communion.
那么借着这个盟约上帝赐给我们圣灵。
And through this covenant, God gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗在这里面所讲的就是说在亚伯拉罕之约里面神赐给我们的应许。
And so the talk of Abrahamic covenant that God gave us the promise.
这个应许呢是在律法的里面得到了保全。
preserved by the law.
然后呢这个应许是在耶稣基督的新约里面得到了完全。
And it's completed by Jesus.
这里特别是我们看到这个律法的功用。
And so we can see the function of the law.
它的功用就在保存后裔上面。
And so the function is to preserve Israel.
那么直到基督成就了这个应许。
Until the Jesus complete the promise.
这里有几个词我请大家特别的注意一下。
And there's a few words that we need to pay attention to.
那么在十九节讲到等候。
And so the 19 it talk about wait.
那么在二十二节讲到圈在。
And verse 22 talk about confined.
那么第二十三节讲到看守。
And verse 23 talk about under guard.
所以律法的功用是什么呢？就是它起到一个保护的作用。
And so what is the function of the law is to protect.
所以让这个应许可以在这个保存下来。
And so to preserve the promise.
就是让这个以色列人不至于败坏到一个程度把这应许丢掉。
And so the Israel will not give away the law, the promise.
那么直到耶稣基督来到的时候，这个应许就完全的成就在耶稣基督的身上。
And so they will be completed by Jesus Christ.
所以这律法的功用就好比这个图一样。
And so is the law, the function of a law, just like this PowerPoint.
那么这罪是很明显，是这个背景是白色的。
And so you can tell the sin is obvious.
那么这个字呢是黑色的。
And so the letter is black, is on the piece of white paper.
所以一下这个罪就显明出来，我们知道哦，这里有字写的是罪，罪就显明出来。
So it's very obvious we can see the sin because it's like a black letters on white paper.
所以律法的功用就好像是这个背景一样。
And so the law is almost like this background.
它把人的罪显明出来。
To reveal our sins.
那么保守礼设的列人不至于完完全全的腐败。
And so can preserve that Israel.
那么使这个信仰可以直到这个耶稣基督来到的时候。
Until when Jesus came.
那么如果这个背景不是白色的，当没有律法的时候是什么样的呢？
So if there is no law and the background is not white.
就像这个一样，其实这个里面还是有这同样的字的。
And so just like this one that still has the letters.
那就是罪还在那里，但是因为没有律法，罪我们看不见这个字的。
And so because it's still there, but it's so invisible.
Yeah, 但是当律法来到的时候有背景，我们知道罪就是罪了。
When the law came, the law says sin is sin.
所以我们从刚才这个就可以看到哈，这个就告诉我们说这个律法的功用是什么。
So that can tell us clearly what is the function of the law.
那有人会有疑问哈，那既然是这样的话，我们现在还用不用遵守律法呢？
So then people have a question. If that, do we need to follow the law?
如果我们要一定要遵守国家的法律的话，我们哪有不遵守上帝律法的道理呢？
So if we need to even follow the country's law, why we're not follow God's law?
那但是我们遵守上帝的律法呢，是我们的责任啊。
And it is our responsibility to follow the law of God.
但是这并不能为我们赚得什么。
But that is not going to earn anything from the Lord.
我们的身份，神的儿女的身份已经确定。
And our inheritance, our identity is already confirmed.
所以基督徒遵守律法呢，是依靠着圣灵来更新我们的心意。
So Christian obey the law is rely on the Holy Spirit to renew our hearts.
所以遵行律法不是谨守那些清规戒律。
So to obey the law is not only to discipline ourselves to follow the rules.
乃是我们生命改变之后那个自然的流露。
And but actually is a natural flow of life changes.
所以对我们来说不是表现。
So it's not really try to act upon our performance.
而是基督生命的一种体现。
A rather of manifestation of the life of Christ.
那么最近一段时间我们大家知道在亚特兰大所发生的这个枪击事件。
So we all heard about what happened, the event happening in Atlanta.
那么这个枪手呢枪杀了八个人在三个这个按摩店里面。
And this gunman actually killed 8 people in 3 different spots.
那么后来我们才知道这个枪手其实上是一个教会美南浸信会一所教会的一个成员。
And we know that he was a member of South Baptist Church.
那么他还是在教会里非常积极的。
And he was very active in the church.
那么带领那么其中当中的青少年做见证等等非常活跃的。
He was very active. He was leading the youth to give testimonies.
所以这个对我们来说非常震惊的啊。
So he was very shocked to us.
为什么一个这么虔诚的基督徒会突然间做出这样的事情啊？
Someone appeared to be very spiritual Christian can do something like this.
他所有的表现跟一个真正的基督徒是完全一样的。
And so what his behavior, it seemed just like a normal Christian.
他也知道自己身上的罪是在哪里。
He even recognized his own sins.
一个信仰的生活让他对罪非常的敏感。
He was very sensitive to sin.
但是我们知道他没有能力去面对自己陷在罪里不能自拔。
But he could not really face that, his own sin. He could not get out of it.
因为胜过这个罪不是靠着我们自己的能力，乃是靠着基督而来的生命。
Overcome the sin is not depend on our own effort, it depend on, rely on Jesus Christ.
那我们怎么样才能有这样的生命呢？
How can we have this life?
那么其实留心观察我们的世界，我们就不难发现啊，我们内心世界，我们每个人呢，或多或少都会受到这个自我表现的影响。
If we really examine our own hearts, that we realize that we all being affected, by the performance.
那么有人会问，基督徒需要表现吗？
So should we say that the Christian should really, to perform?
那我们不需要表现，但是我们需要努力。
So we not necessarily need to perform, but we need to really make effort.
努力什么？努力进入耶稣基督的那个生命里的丰盛。
So what kind of effort we need to make is that try to enter the abundant life of Christ.
所以基督徒不但不应当懈怠，反而是更加的努力。
So besides, we shouldn't have no reason for laziness. We actually need to make more effort.
因为上帝的心意，他是要厚厚的赏赐他的儿女。
Because God's heart is want to really, really reward us.
因为既知道这一切的赏赐都是神的恩典，我们哪里有懒惰的道理？
So if this everything that God reward us is coming from His grace, then we should not be lazy.
就好像我们跟小孩子啊在一起，跟他一起在搭积木一样。
And just for example, just like building blocks with kids.
那我小时候跟我女儿常常一起搭积木。
And when my daughter was younger, I very often try to build blocks with her.
一会儿我跟她建一个房子。
And sometimes we build a house.
那么有时给他建一个火车
，and sometimes we bring a train.
然后呢，建完之后呢，他就非常的开心。
After we finished that, she was very happy.
实际上，如果不是我在跟他一起建，他自己根本没有办法搭起来这些东西。
So if without my help, she maybe not able to build all those things.
但是当我跟他一起做的时候，啊，他就跟我在一起经历到这种建造出这种啊一个成果这种喜悦。
But when we were building together, she really enjoyed to do things with me.
实际上，神要我们跟他一起努力，也是这样的同样的结果哈。
It's the same way that God wants to really make efforts. The same reason.
实际上，我们常常说我们服侍神，我们来做什么事，实际上我们成就不了什么事情。
And very often we say we're serving the Lord is not we can really accomplish something.
如果没有神在帮助我们的话，我们能成就什么？
And without God's helping us, what can we accomplish?
但是神就是非要与我们一起同工。
But God want to work with it together.
本来是他成就的事情，但是他要让我们来分享他的成就。
And so something he can accomplish, but he wants us to do it with him.
也要我们分享从当中得的喜悦。
And so we can share the joy together.
然后神跟我们说，因为你做了这些，我要厚厚的赏赐你。
Because you have done that with me, I'm going to reward you greatly.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看我们有一位何等仁慈恩典怜悯的上帝。
So see, brother and sister, we have a wonderful God.
所以我们哪有不努力的这样的借口呢？
So do we have any excuse not to making effort?
所以我们基督徒不是要变成一个表现的像基督徒一样的。
So the Christian should not be just try to perform, to be act like a Christians.
乃是我们要有基督那样的生命。
And we need to have the life of Christ.
使这个生命可以自然而然做出耶稣基督所要我们做的事情。
So that we can naturally flow the life of Christ.
故此这就不是表现，乃是一种生命的体现。
So therefore it's not a performance, rather is a manifestation.
那么怎么样才能得到这样的生命呢？
So how can we achieve this kind of life?
因此我们就要努力的训练自己。
And we also need to really discipline ourselves.
哎，就是要努力，我们要才能有这样的生命啊。
So we really need to work hard to achieve this goal.
这个努力也不是我们勉强自己做那些我们做不了的事情。
We're not forcing ourselves to do something we're not able to do.
那样也不能长久的啊。
If we do that, it's not going to last long.
我们乃是训练我们自己。
But rather to train ourselves.
那使这个旧的自我不能再掌控我们啊。
So therefore, the old self will no longer control us.
那基督的生命能够在我们身上可以发动起来。
But rather, the life of Christ is activated in us.
所以保罗说呀，我要攻克己身，叫身服我。
So Paul actually said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.
就是这个意思。
That's what that means.
这也就是我们教会准备今年推动门徒训练的一个根本的原因。
This is the fundamental reason why our church want to prepare for disciple training.
就好像一个人呢，他准备提高他的百米的成绩。
And just like the someone who want to improve the 100 meter sprint.
那么我想跑100米跑在10秒之内。
And so the set a goal to finish 100 meter sprint within 10 seconds.
如果你准备在101公路上去提高你的成绩。
Well, if you're going to run on Highway 101.
然后你就穿着你的这个皮靴。
If you wear a leather boots.
然后还穿着这个毛衣。
And wear a sweater.
外面再加上一个厚厚的外罩。
And then you wear a heavy coat.
这样你就拼命的每天努力，请今天跑，明天跑，这个是靠着自己的努力。
And so every single day you run like that, and you are depend on your own ability.
我们知道这样的方法，你是永远不可能提高你的成绩的。
And you are never able to improve your score.
如果你想提高你的成绩，你就要知道，我要把我身上的这些个重担要卸掉的哈。
And in order you need to improve, you need to get rid of that extra baggage.
那么你要穿着这个背心呢，穿着短裤，对不对
？You need to wear shorts and maybe just a light T-shirt.
你要特别买那种专门的跑鞋哈。
And you need to wear the running shoes.
然后你要找这个体育场的那种建好的跑道才可以，对不对
？And you need to find the right track to run.
然后你要每天要锻炼自己的肌肉哈。
And every day you need to actually exercise your muscle.
不但你肩膀的力气，这个腿腰部的力气，包括你腿部的肌肉都要去锻炼。
You need to strengthen your shoulder, your waist, and your legs.
只有这样，你才能够提高你100米冲刺的成绩。
That's how you can improve the 100 meter sprint.
所以我们说训练自己就是这样的意思。
And when we talk about disciple, I mean to train ourselves, is that what that means?
今天呢，我们借着这个保罗的应许啊，这个论证这个应许跟律法的关系啊。
And so the Paul talk about the promise and the promise. Sorry, I missed one part of it.
应许和律法的关系啊。
And the promise, the relationship between promise and the law.
所以让我们看到说，基督徒在耶稣基督里所有具备的那个属灵的福气啊。
And so we have such a spiritual gifts in us.
那个自我表现就不再束缚我们。
And so the performing no longer bondage us.
因为上帝赐给我们全备的救恩。
And God has already given the complete salvation.
有圣灵引导我们每天的生活。
Every day, Holy Spirit will lead our life.
那么我们不是表现自己，而是靠着我们基督生命在我们生命里的体现。
And so we no longer try to perform, is that we depend on Holy Spirit in us.
所以我们已经是在神的家里面的人。
So we are in the house of God.
所以呢，我们应当倍加努力啊，以便配得上帝给我们的赏赐。
So we need to work really making effort to worth of his calling.
所以我们不是单单靠着自己的力量去表现自己。
So we're no longer to use our own ability to perform.
乃是训练自己成为具有基督那样生命的人。
And it's trying to discipline ourselves to be more like Christ.
所以我们的行为就自然而然地流露出来。
And so our conduct will flow naturally.
所以以前我认识一个弟兄的话，他是一个很好的基督徒。
And so I have known a brother, a Christian. He's a very good Christian.
那么他非常的虔诚哈。
He really loves the Lord.
那么后来他又去读神学哈。
Then he's studying in the seminary.
那他准备服侍神。
He want to serve the Lord.
那他在这个读神学的时候啊，他这个有一个最大的挣扎哈。
And he would really struggle when he was studying in the seminary.
那么这个大的挣扎就是说，他辞去他的工作之后呢，他发现他不能够呢按时再奉献给教会。
And after he resigned from his job, he's no longer to offer the money to church.
所以呢，他就开始跟他的太太商量说，我们是不是还是应该凭着信心来做奉献。
And so he asked his wife, and how can we continue to offer without faith?
真的是他们是每个月凭着信心来奉献。
And so they were continue to offer money through their faith.
因为他们没有收入嘛，在读神学哈。
Because at that time they did not have any income.
哎，真是感谢神是怎么样的祝福他们。后来他们这样读神学几年下来，他们给教会的奉献还是非常的稳定哈。
And so even though he was studying the seminary school, the offering to church was very, very stable.
所以我就去问这样的弟兄说，我说弟兄啊，你哪里来的秘密可以做到这一点的？
So I asked this brother, I said, what was your secret in order to accomplish this goal?
他说啊，他跟我说他以前刚刚在教会成为基督徒，其实跟大家都是一样的。
And he said, when I just became a Christian, I was just like everybody else.
他说每个月的奉献他就是意思意思而已。
And he was just making, you know, to just try to make some, offer some money.
但是呢，后来他就感觉到身体的不平安，他就跟他夫妻两个人一起祷告说，你看，我们得了神这么多的恩典。
And then he talked to his wife, he said he did not feel very comfortable, because he received so much, grace from the Lord.
我们每个月去教会的话，我们就是用洗手间，用水啊，用电啊，用手指啊，还吃饭啊，等等，这些东西大概都比我们奉献的这点钱多。
So every Sunday we go to church, when we use the bathroom, wash our hands and have fellowship, all those money spent, that is more than what we offer.
所以他们就决定说，我们应该再多一点。
So they make a decision to offer more money to church.
从50块增加到100块。
So from $50 to $100.
但是他们在不断的来挑战自己的信心。
They continue to challenge their own faith.
所以他们不断的增加，直到他们增加到 3%, 5%, 10% 的奉献。
And from very little to 3%, 5% to 10%.
所以在这个奉献不断增长的过程，也是他们信心一个增长的过程。
So through their gradually increase their offering and their faith continue to grow.
所以他们看到神给他们的祝福。
And they also they can witness God's blessing in their life.
所以当他知道他们给教会奉献，他们的生活并没有比他的朋友啊同事生活的更差。
And so even though they continue to make that offering, and their life continue, is not worse than, their friends.
神也没有缺乏他们需要的。
They were never lacking anything.
所以他们的信心就不断的增长。
So their faith continue to grow.
我很感谢主，这个弟兄跟我所分享的，让我学到了这个功课。
So I really learned a lesson from this brother.
不是勉强自己，乃是要一步一步的训练自己。
And it's not forcing ourselves, but rather we just discipline ourselves step by step.
那么神的生命在我们身上发动，我们才可以活出耶稣基督那样的生命。
It's God's life that motivates inside.
愿我们教会 在座的每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都可以经历这种在上帝的生命里丰丰富富的恩典。
So we can all experience this abundant life in Christ.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your grace.
因为主，我们知道你是赐福的神。
Because you knew that you want to give us blessing.
你从来没有留下一样好处不赐给我们。
You never save anything without giving to us.
主，你是爱我们的神。
You love us so much.
你完完全全地接纳了我们。
You completely accepted us.
甚至当我们不认识你的时候。
Even though at the time we did not know you.
甚至当我们得罪你的时候。
And even though the time we offend you.
我们就求主你恩典怜悯。
We continue to have a mercy on us.
让我们操练我们信心的功课。
Continue to train ourselves, to learn more, be more faithful.
我们在这一切的事上，我们训练我们自己，让我们成为耶稣基督那样的人。
And so in everything that we train ourselves, that towards of your calling.
让我们的生命可以活出耶稣基督的样式。
We can live the life of like Christ.
愿主你在我们的生命上彰显你的荣耀。
And to demonstrate your life will demonstrate in our lives.
我们谢谢主，让我们能活出你的恩典。
We want to thank you that we can live the life of Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.